Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for July 26, 2025. Well, I have a longtime listener, and at least that's what they tell me. His name is Mike. I don't know where he lives. I don't know who he is. I have never met him, so I don't really know. But he says he's been listening to me for many years and is a bit baffled. He said, exactly, tell me, or us, he said, what is the practice you teach, Mike? Well, you know, that's a beautiful question, and I'm very grateful for it. Nobody ever asked me anything like that because people don't care. Most of the people, Mike, that listen to me do not understand a single word of what I'm talking about because nothing goes beyond their little lifestyle, the way they like to live, the way they like to think, and everybody's pretty persnickety about all of that. More people are more interested in what they think of as their human rights than their inner awakening, the state of their inner being. So what is it that I teach? I teach something that is called transformation, personal transformation, and it is based in the whole effort of meditation and silence. That's what I do. It is more about eliminating than adding. And I hope you can understand that. You have to want love, real love, authentic love, more than wanting what you think is love. And I remember saying that on my TV program years ago in Santa Barbara. We were filming a particular series, The Touch, and I remember saying that on camera, and everybody who was there was like, what does he mean? You have to want love more than wanting what you love. And then afterwards, everybody was talking about the idea, you got to want love. If you don't want love, then you'll be hate and all this presumption and assumption stuff that people like to do. I am thoroughly misunderstood by everyone. And I understand why, because of the pedestrian mentality that reigns supreme in this world and is the manner of most people's lives. And there is nothing I can do to change that. There is nothing I want to do to change that. This is all about love. And what I am doing is helping you understand the state of love a little bit as you can, maybe from some point of your intellect, I suppose, is the best I can do with most people. And then to have it sink in and understand the state of their life is to be as love, not in love, as love. If you're in love, then it denotes the idea of emotionality. But as love, this is something different. To be willing to sacrifice everything I believe in, you believe in, everything that I am willing to sacrifice of my my mind, my body, my assumptions and my presumptions that form conjecture and ideology. I have none of those things that I practice in my own life. And I say this to you, I am teaching you to be empty, to want nothing, absolutely nothing, with all of your heart. This is the teaching of the great Buddha, and I find it to be very, very beautiful. When you can resonate to this kind of teaching, you open yourself up to the insight of goodness, of virtue, of kindness. You start understanding that everything you do matters. So there are many aspects to what I'm teaching. It isn't about one thing. To capsulize it, it just is nothing. I teach no thing. But that is hard for people to conjure up in their mind, especially when they are used to thinking in terms of how things work in this world and what they want to have working in this world. They want to have a good life. And I don't know what a good life means to people. It's probably about a lot of gratification. I have students who are not students. Most of my students, Mike, are not students. They're just attendees, as I call it. They come, they listen, they enjoy each other. It's all about the social thing for them. But when it gets down to the nitty-gritty, I just don't have any real students. None that take any of this to the point of how to live their life. They're afraid that if they practice the manner of the way, their family, their friends, and everybody won't like them anymore. Jesus said, "My peace I give unto you, not as the world give I unto you." And he gave us a very unique teaching, very unique manner of living. And then at another place, he said, "You think I came into this world to give peace on earth? I would say no, rather division." And I understand what he meant. He isn't talking out of both sides of his face. He's really saying the same thing. The peace that a Jesus would offer through the Christ consciousness would be something that is not of this world. It isn't about how to calm your thoughts down and have more, shall we say, loving or peaceful thoughts. It's not about that at all. It's about division, separating yourself from your biology, from your, you know, academic mindset, your mental acuity, all that pedestrian stuff that we like so much that keeps us living more as a social creature than a spiritual being. We just don't have that kind of, that emphasis in our life. And we don't have many teachers in this world that really teach it. There's a lot of people that talk about a spiritual practice, but it's all, if you look at it, kind of a Tony Robbins kind of thing where you're trying to get something into your life and move other things out of your life. And this is just not the manner of the way as I live it and as I teach it. I am teaching simplicity, solitude, and silence, as I talked about yesterday. These are the core elements of everything that I teach. But a lot of people just misunderstand that. It's not sexy enough. It's not rich enough for them. It's not anything that would... harbor their attentions. So I'm here to offer you insight through many, many means, through not only the teachings of Jesus, which I love and adore. I think he was the greatest teacher that ever touched the planet. I marvel even to this day, after 50 some years of being a teacher, at the many beautiful things that he said and did. And then I love, absolutely adore Lhotse and his teachings on the Tao. I do. They're very, very beautiful. And then when you understand the nature of the Buddha and what he was all about and how he changed his life, his world, through the teachings of detachment, then you begin to understand that this whole process of living is about an awakening that most people, well, they can't do, they won't do, they're just not of the ilk of it. And so I am content to have a few people. I remember when I was younger, you know, you thought, oh, you know, this is going to be a wonderful thing to do. Everybody's on board to awaken, but you really find out people don't really want to awaken at all. They want to get through. They want to get through their life and get as much as they can before they die. They have, you know, these bucket lists and things like that that they want and they think that is very important. They travel all over the world. They travel all over the country. And when they come back, they're the same old person just with a ton of memories. I, on the other hand, take the attitude, only in this moment do we find the significance of our living. It's all about love. Not as the world give I unto you. Anyway, great question, Mike. Thank you. There's much more to it than what I was clumsily talking about here, but we can talk about that another time. Thank you all for listening. Be back on the air next week. And if you have a question, contact me at greg@aspire.org. See you next week. Namaste.